This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 380 for Thursday, May 4th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are mixed on Thursday as prices sway back and forth, either side of steady. The July canola contract slips 80 cents at $715.10 per ton, and new crop November adds $3.30 at $693.20 per ton. While Chicago soybeans are mixed, there are losses in soy oil and soy meal. European rapeseed is slightly higher, and the Malaysian palm oil market remains closed for a holiday. Global crude oil prices have come well away from their steep losses and are now making small gains. An analyst says the continuing influx of Brazil's soybeans onto the global market will drive Chicago soybeans lower in the coming days, and that will have an adverse effect on ICE canola futures. With favorable weather conditions across the Canadian prairies, spring planting is underway in several areas. Alberta will issue its first crop report of 2023 on Friday afternoon. The Canadian dollar is stronger on Thursday, with the loonie at 73.89 U.S. cents, compared to Wednesday's close of 73.44. The United States Department of Agriculture reports export sales of old crop soybeans are nearly 290,000 tons, and new crop sales are 67,000 tons. Soy meal export sales are about 180,000 tons of old crop, while new crop sales have a net reduction of 17,000 tons. Soy oil sales are all old crop at 14,000 tons. The USDA says old crop corn export sales hit a marketing year low with a net reduction of almost 316,000 tons. Meanwhile, new crop sales reach 121,000 tons. Wheat sales include 211,000 tons of old crop and 280,000 tons of new crop. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are mixed on Thursday in choppy trading. The July contract nudges up a quarter cent at $14.18 per bushel. July soy oil loses almost 2/10 of a cent at 52.48 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal dips 30 cents at $424.60 per short ton. Corn is slightly higher, with its July contract up a half cent at $5.89 per bushel. Oats are higher as well, with its July contract gaining 9 cents at $3.19. The U.S. wheat complex is also higher, as Chicago July adds a nickel at $6.45. Kansas City July advances 13 cents at $7.98. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July gains 9.5 cents at $8.13. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Thursday, May 4th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.